Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
85 degrees at the airport. You got to be kidding me, man. That's too hot. I don't want it. This is not the weather I ordered. Send it back. It sucks. It's too hot. At least it'll be cooler by Thanksgiving. If it was 84 degrees on Turkey Day, I don't know. I'd be pretty upset. I'd be legitimately upset about that. You're not supposed to have Thanksgiving in 84 degree weather. I don't know. Maybe if you're in Barbados or something, but, you know, at least in here, Southeast Louisiana, it could stand to be at least, you know, high 60s for Thanksgiving. My God. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm going to read a couple text messages real quick and I'll get right back to you. I have been asking today, what's something that you refuse to skimp on? You know, groceries are pretty expensive. Up, I think, what, like almost 30%. Groceries across the board are like 30% more expensive than they were 5 years ago. It's crazy. So we all have to make these decisions about, you know, okay, what can I get the off-brand stuff? You know, it's like, do I need Duracell? Probably not. I could probably get like the, you know, value battery, whatever it is, Amazon batteries. I don't know. Amazon makes good batteries. But my point is, we got to make decisions about, you know, what we're going to get, the name brand, and one we're going to get the bargain value thing. What's one thing that you refuse to get the bargain value stuff? You're not going to go for the cheap stuff, even though it'd be nice to save that money. You know, you just got to have your soap. Coleman says he's got to have
Irish Spring
soap.
As we were talking, he was talking about the discount brands or the great value brands. Yeah. I just realized that I've been on the off brands for like the majority of my life. Maybe Irish Spring and Yingling are like the two things that I don't get off brand. But when it comes to groceries, yeah, I always get like Great Value this or Check Cola that. I've been doing that. So
I think Yingling's okay. Not like an off brand.
No, it's not. No, Yingling is like a legit brand. Yeah. I'm just saying when it comes to my groceries and stuff, I just realized that I always go for the off brand
stuff. You mostly been doing off brand stuff. You save a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But you know, you won't go out there and buy like, you know, Jim Bob's discount soap or whatever. You got
to
have
Irish Spring.
You got to have the Irish Spring. I said earlier, I always get real maple syrup. I can't stand the like fake sugary high fructose corn syrup maple syrup. I want real maple syrup. I also kind of get expensive eggs, which I feel a bit. I mean, that like a dozen eggs for $10 is kind of crazy, but they taste good.
Yeah,
and I think about the chickens. The chickens are probably happier.
I get the pre-hard boiled Great Value eggs from Walmart, and they come like six a pack. And once I found out that you can buy eggs without having to crack the shell yourself, I was like, "Well, why haven't I been doing this forever?"
Wow,
you can't microwave them though. I made a mistake and microwave one.
Don't microwave a hard boiled egg, Coleman. Yeah. That's gross. It exploded, I'm sure.
Yes, I had a little burn. People thought I had herpes. It's like,
God forbid. Here's a text message from Alyssa. Alyssa says, bacon. I like Wright's bacon. Also, cheap dishwashing detergent. The manual kind isn't worth it. I don't know. The manual kind. I don't know what that means. Yeah, don't get cheap. Oh, I see. Okay, got it. Thank you, Alyssa. Appreciate that. James on the North Shore says, I never skimp on my Oldies gluten-free granola. I can't play with that granola. It might contain gluten. Yeah, granola. You want to spend, I'd spend a little extra money on some good granola. I don't know what like value brand granola would be like. I don't know how you save money there. Here's a text that says V8 vegetable juice. No other brand comes close. I hope I don't make myself sound like an idiot here. Like, what other brands of vegetable juice are there? I don't.
Great value carrot juice.
Great value carrot juice?
Yeah.
Okay, I would skip right past that and get to the V8.
You know what's funny? I've never had V8 vegetable juice a
it's
day in my life. I don't know. What does it taste like?
It's kind of savory. You've had a Bloody Mary.
No,
like,
you know, because they put V8 in it. Once I found out what a Bloody Mary was, I never had one. Like, it just something about vegetable juice doesn't sit well with me.
So sure.
I did try the V8 Fruit Melody. It's like
the fruity ones. Awesome. Oh, like yeah. They got those at the little Go Fast store downstairs. Yeah. Like someday I'll get it.
But I've never had a legit V8.
I'll drink something healthy. I'll get a V8 Splash, which it's, you know, 80 grams of sugar or whatever. So go ahead and text or call me and let me know what are the things at the grocery store you won't skip on. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Gregory, what's up, brother? What you doing?
Hey, Ian. Hey, man. Hey, by the way, congratulations. I haven't talked to you in a while on your engagement.
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank you very
cool,
much.
Dude. It works out.
I couldn't be more excited.
Hey, listen. Me too, and I hope I get to meet her sometime. I met your first one at Scoot's 50th.
I'm so sorry.
That didn't last very long.
Thank you. Next. What's on your mind, Gregory?
And she had a hard-to-pronounce name, if I recall. Anyway. I wanted to tell you about, you know, your monologue was, I got to give you props for that, man. You really stuck to your guns.
Well, thank
but I
you.
Want to tell you about a guy who we lost many years ago, well, 2019. But in 2011, 2012, Rush Limbaugh was already talking about these strange flights where all these powerful people were going to this island with Jeffrey Epstein.
Really?
And it was also the Me Too guy and a lot of Hollywooders. But now, Rush Limbaugh was a fan of Donald Trump, but he said, I don't care who they find out. We got to find out what's going on. And he was really getting into it right before he died. He was one of the first guys to really bring it out on his show. Rush.
Is that right?
And wow. Oh, absolutely.
You can
look at the archives. There's this stuff, you know, the Sex Island thing, and Clinton was on the plane.
Sure.
Of course, he was beating on Clinton, and he was beating on your boy from Microsoft, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, yeah.
I
got nothing to do with Bill Gates. Don't hand that to me. I don't know that guy.
I know. Well, anyway, they were all there, and it was probably plenty of others. But I think it was very, very admirable of you to just stick to your guns on that. But I don't think that Trump is as complicit as you think. I think he's complicit in those emails because, let's face it, Trump was a real estate mogul, mm-hmm. and Epstein, well, his job was supposed to be an investment banker. And I'm sure Trump did jobs with, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase, and he certainly probably had Epstein. He was probably a client of Epstein's. I mean, come on. You know, that's the rare atmosphere that we'll never get it.
You and I aren't in that club, Gregory.
No, never will be.
Don't want to be in that club.
No. I don't want to be, but I got it. I just have to commend you, you know, for sticking to it. I mean,
well, thanks, man. I mean, I knew that would be somewhat controversial, but I mean, really, if people are listening to me and believe that I'm being honest with them, it's really not about politics. It's not about, here's 2,000 words about how bad Donald Trump is. Like, there is moral clarity here, and moral clarity is a thing that it's hard to find sometimes in this day and age. And if
I'm a Trump fan.
That means you're in rare company.
You.
Yes, we're wherever we are in the ideological spectrum, like, we should all kind of be pulling on the rope in the same direction on this issue.
And I know when it comes to music and our lifestyles, we are much alike. I mean, every day is a good day when there's Green Day on the radio, okay? So,
damn right.
Listen, I told you that story when I first met those guys in 1993 on their first tour. They came to New Orleans. They
were Tips, right?
Yeah. I was still in the Navy, and Billy Joe was just a wonderful guy, man.
That's
he
so
was
cool.
so friendly. He was jumping off the stage and shaking everybody's hands. He was probably still just a teenager then.
Yeah.
But
probably.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, hey, Gregory, let me ask you this, and I got to let you go after this, but, you know, maybe you're right.
That's me.
Maybe you're right that Trump isn't guilty of sex crimes. He never touched a girl. Da 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 da. But he keeps saying, as recently as just a couple days ago, I don't know about Jeffrey Epstein. I was never there. I didn't know. It was the Democrats that did it. I wasn't there. Well, like, we know that he is lying. So why is it's this well, it's this you know unforced error? You know, it's this weird own goal. Like, why can't he just be truthful?
Okay. And in the new, okay, I think he did know, but it's what was going on. And even herself, that Ghislaine, whatever, said, you know, he wants you to stop, but he wasn't president then. He was a businessman then. Mm-hmm. And what was he going to do? You know, you rat on your friends, you know, snitches get stitches or whatever. Like I said, that's that atmosphere that we'll never achieve.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Gregory, we got to stop here, man, but it's great to hear from you. Thank you for your kind words. Really appreciate you listening. I mean that. Let's go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, welcome back, brother. What's up today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I want to congratulate you, too, for being the 2025 Trump derangement award.
I want to thank everybody who helped me get here. Coleman, couldn't have done it without you. Mom and Dad.
Just doing
my
part,
teachers.
Man. It's all
yours.
Right.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Right. Thanks, Mike. Right. Appreciate that.
Right.
Send me a watch or something.
Scoot don't have a chance. Scoot don't have a chance with you. You know, he don't have a chance. That's why you get the award today. We wasn't waiting. We're not waiting until the end of the year to get you the award.
That's awesome.
The award.
I'm flattered.
You get you today. You know, but yeah. We had a president that was in power for the last 4 years, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
And well, this Epstein stuff was at. Why wasn't that the height to where it's at today?
Okay, two things. I got fast answers for you, Mike, if you'll give me just a little bit of runway here. So I've said it a couple times, but I know not everybody's listening all the time. From like mid-2021 until just last October, they couldn't release any of these Department of Justice files, specifically the charging documents, the grand jury testimony, whatever they got in there. They couldn't release that because it was still an active investigation. Even after Epstein died, Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, one of his co-conspirators, she was still on trial. That wasn't wrapped up yet. And then after she was convicted, she appealed. So they couldn't release that material until her appeal was denied at the Supreme Court, which again just happened like a couple weeks ago. So until that was done, the Department of Justice, their hands were tied. They couldn't release any of this stuff.
Well, okay. If you want to accept that, you know, fine with me.
It makes sense to me, man. I don't know.
That's what the that's what the Democrats see. All right. What?
No, I don't. That's water is wet, grass is green, the sky is blue, man. It was still an open case. That's not a Republican or Democrat issue. That's just reality or fantasy.
All right. A lot of people still will say, who are they trying to protect? You still have a lot of high power. And the earlier caller just admitted, you have the billionaire club used to frequent this island. All right. You have the minority leader in the House. His name comes up,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the cell. You know, and what about that?
If they did something wrong, if they availed themselves of Jeffrey Epstein's services or they tried to cover them up, they should be investigated. They should be subpoenaed. If convicted of a crime, they should go to jail. Full stop. I couldn't care less who it is. I don't have a dog in this fight in this regard.
Yeah. Let's start beating the drum on him. You know, like we go out our way to beat the drum against President Trump.
All right, Mike, I really appreciate talking to you, man. Thanks again for listening, and thanks for the award.
Mike's doing that thing again where they're making this a political issue instead of a justice issue. This is about justice for the victims, and they're making it like, no, we just want to see who these files are so we can blame this party or that party, or we want to take down this guy or that guy. It's not about the politics. It's literally about justice for the victims. It has nothing to do with the D or the R. People still have this inclination like, oh, no, well, screw the victims. It's not about how they feel. We need to target that guy. If you're going to target that guy, we got to target your guy. If you're talking to my guy, we got to go after your. It's not about the politics.
You know what it reminds me of? You're exactly right. Thank you. You know that meme with the guy like rubbing his brow, he's sweating and he's got to pick which button to push. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And one of them's like, you know, open the Epstein files and either Donald Trump goes to jail or Bill Clinton goes to push both the buttons.
Yes.
I don't care. Send them both to, I don't care about Bill Clinton. Send Bill Clinton to jail. I don't care. I couldn't care less. Anybody that was involved in these crimes or was involved in covering up, it's not about politics.
Yes, but it goes to show you the strength of political tribalism and the strength of whataboutism. Once you get those blinders on and you look at easily, your side can do no wrong and my side, I mean, your side is always wrong and my side can do no wrong. I just hate that mentality.
Me too. We must do better. Okay, we'll take a break here. When we come back, if you're on hold, stay there. I'm really going to try and get to you as quickly as I can. I do have a news bomb. It's sort of a shorter one. I'll see if I can dispatch it kind of quickly. Let's see. Cosmo is here. Bill, Mark, Jimmy, we're going to get to you guys as soon as we can. Don't go anywhere. If you want to get in on this, call me. Text me, 504-260-1870. Be right back.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back on the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line. I got some texts I'll read. I do want to get some calls and we'll do a news bomb real quick. Let's start out with Bill in Mississippi. Bill, you're on the air. Thanks for hanging on. Good afternoon. Bill in Mississippi. Bill, are you on a ladder?
Oh, Bill.
You don't have to do anything. Bill.
Hey.
There he is. What's up, man?
I was trying to take a little break while y'all had the break, but kind of just want to unload a little bit.
Bring it on,
first,
brother.
On the sex stuff, a couple of callers ago when he said Trump didn't want to rat out his friends, this is back when the crap was going on at Penn State with Jerry Sandusky and all.
Sure.
And I got a brother that I would give my heart if he needed it for a transplant. We love each other so much. But I said, if I ever walked in and caught you doing that, you history, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the same thing to me. There's some lines you just don't cross, you know?
Sure.
You know what's going on.
That's moral clarity, Bill. That's what I've been talking about all month, man. That's moral clarity. Good for you and your brother.
And also, I'm like you. This ain't political. Right now, and I ain't going to name no names because, hell, somebody has sued me getting a Social Security check or whatever. You know how things going now. But I'm pretty sure it's Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and all been on that island. Mm-hmm. And it has partook, as they say, you know. I'm like, you let the chip just fall. I don't care who gets hammered. But if they guilty, I want them to get hammered, period.
Yeah. Yeah, there's got to be some justice for these girls, man. Hey, Bill, let me ask you real quick. Where in Mississippi are you calling from, man? Where are you at?
Pascagoula.
Ah, okay. I know that well. I'm going to be passing through there on my way to Florida later.
This year and I've been to a Saint game. I love New Orleans and all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But good. Also, the next thing is, like, this wasn't really the conversation, but it's just the state of America. It's like the drugs down. I know we got the war on bombing boats out there in the Caribbean and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And look here, I'm not sticking up for the bad guys trying to bring crap in here, but we're getting distracted. Yeah, that's a problem now, but the real problem in my mind, Ian, is why do we have such an appetite for the drugs?
Bill, I don't know how to answer that, man. That's a great question.
30-head dragon, you know, it's like, what's wrong with us that everybody needs to zone out and get high wherever they do, you know?
I don't know, Bill. It's like, you know, humans, and that's not just a thing for Americans. Like, humans have always wanted to have an altered state of mind. I mean, that goes way back into prehistoric times, you know. That's old school. It's just part of human nature, I guess, huh?
I guess, but I'm just saying something's wrong with society and...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm picking up what you're putting out. We could do way better, yeah. I got to pause it here, Bill, but I really like speaking to you, man. I hope you keep in touch and... enjoy the good food when you come back to New Orleans. Thanks again. Coleman, light it up. It's the 2 o'clock news bomb, and we're going to start out in Ukraine. President Trump, when he was campaigning for president last year, promised to bring a swift end to the war in Ukraine. And as many predicted, part of his plan is for Ukraine to just give up and stop fighting.
At the UN Security Council Thursday,
Ukraine has officially received from the American side a draft plan.
Ukraine's Deputy Ambassador Kristina Hayovishin.
We agree to work on the plan's provisions in a way that would bring about a just end of the war.
The AP has obtained a copy of President Trump's 28-point draft proposal, and it appears decidedly favorable to Russia. Moscow would hold the entire eastern Donbas region, even though approximately 14% still remains in Ukrainian hands. Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. But for Kyiv,
while Ukraine stands ready to engage in meaningful negotiations to end this war, including at the leaders' level, our red lines are clear and unwavering.
It may prove untenable.
There will never be any recognition, formal or otherwise, of Ukrainian territory temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation as Russian.
Handing over territory to Russia would be illegal under Ukraine's constitution.
Our land is not for sale.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
God, I hate being right about stuff like this. I called this last year, y'all. I called it. Last year during the election, I said there's definitely a path forward where Trump ends this war by just letting Russia win. Trump's big peace plan is to just let Putin keep the land that he's got. I don't think they're going to give him a Nobel Peace Prize for that. Trump says that future Russian attacks would be considered a threat to transatlantic security, but it doesn't require the U.S. or Europe to actually respond. So it's basically the same policy that New Orleans has towards potholes. The president is absolutely wetting the carpet in the Oval Office after a group of Democrats dared to put out a video message reminding military service members that they're not allowed to break the law.
President Trump is ripping six Democrat lawmakers for their video message to troops. All six are either military or intelligence community veterans. Their message, uphold the Constitution.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
On social media, the president says they're traitors whose seditious behavior is punishable by death. Here at the White House, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says he does not actually mean they should be killed, but rather held accountable for encouraging troops to defy the chain of command.
It can lead to people getting killed.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president's own words may do just that.
Some of his supporters may very well listen. He is lighting a match in a country soaked with political gasoline.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I don't really care for Chuck Schumer, but he's not wrong. Trump's been dumping gasoline on the country for years. Lighting the match is just his favorite part. Of course, MAGA Mike Johnson and all the usual suspects are defending these comments because they have forgotten how to do anything else. It's pathetic. The White House says the president loves the Constitution. Yeah. Trump loves the Constitution the way toddlers love picture books. He knows it's supposed to be important, but he's definitely not reading it. One of those Democratic lawmakers that Trump thinks needs to be murdered is Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania. She expects better of her Republican colleagues than to let all this stuff slide.
This is not normal. This is not normal political discourse. Indeed, it is, in fact, a explicit embrace of political violence against the opposition. Not a single member has reached out to me, either publicly or privately. And with this, I am profoundly disappointed in my colleagues. As a member who has spent my entire career calling for civility and decency and building relationships with the other side of the aisle, I'm dumbfounded by the silence.
These comments from the president are outrageous and dangerous and disgusting, and they are also a distraction from the fact that Trump is, by all appearances and evidence, a probable co-conspirator in Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes. Sorry, not sorry. This wasn't just a random outburst, y'all. This is a strategy. He is playing us. Whenever he yanks the media by the chain with comments like this, look at what he's saying today and consider what happened yesterday that he's trying to cover up. And remember to pay attention to that instead. If you're wondering what life might be like in New Orleans over the next few months when ICE agents come through for Operation Swamp Sweep, just look what's happened in other cities like Charlotte, North Carolina, and Chicago, where, yes, agents are arresting illegal immigrants, but legal immigrants and even U.S.-born citizens are catching collateral damage.
Since early September, Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago has resulted in more than 3,300 arrests. In addition to people who are in the country illegally, U.S. citizens have also been affected. Residents are capturing those scenes on their cell phones. Jose Aguilar captured video showing a teenager being slammed to the ground outside a Walgreens on Chicago's east side.
When I got to the neighborhood, everybody was just driving, beeping, basically warning people.
The teenager was reportedly held for hours. Eventually, he was released. On the north side of the city, Skip Yates was in his Lakeview home when he heard screams as tear gas wafted down a street lined with multi-million dollar homes. When Yates went to investigate from his doorway.
Yeah.
Do not go outside.
I'm back inside.
Agents were targeting a crew replacing windows on a neighbor's house.
I'm still shaking. I'm still not scared. I'm outraged.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
ICE agents are jumping out of unmarked vehicles and tackling random people on the street. At this point, ICE is kind of operating like the worst college improv comedy troupe ever. They're just yelling, freeze, and hoping someone claps for them. Even if you're wealthy, even if you live in a safe neighborhood, even if you don't hire Latinos to do your landscaping or watch your kids or fix your roof, ICE agents will not hesitate to tear gas your block if they think they can make one more arrest. Remember, they have a quota because somebody has to feed Stephen Miller's bloodlust. This is not the America pictured on the menu, y'all. Somebody in the kitchen back there is cooking from the wrong recipe. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to Wells. I bet that's Wells in Morgan City. I like you, Wells. Let's talk. And Jimmy and whoever else is on hold, hang out there. We'll get to you as quickly as I can. If you want to get in on this conversation, give me a call. Shoot me a text on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Scoot will be back on Monday. I'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Saints and LSU fans, meet the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. They're going to be at Rouse's in Metairie today, starting at 4 o'clock. We'll be counting down to the big matchups for the black and gold and the purple and gold. If you have family or friends coming over for the holiday, stop by, say hi, and stock up on everything you need for Thanksgiving dinner. Huddle up and make groceries with Haas and Dettillier at Rouse's at 2900 Veterans Boulevard, today from 4 to 6 on WWL and always live on the free Odyssey app. Back to the phone lines we go. We find Wells. Wells, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ian, can you hear me all right?
I got you 5x5. This is Morgan City, Wells, huh?
Okay, good. No, I mean, because I got my earplugs in and one of them's kind of making a weird noise.
Oh, okay.
But, okay, listen, y'all have alluded to it a couple of times, but everybody's trying to make this about Democrat, Republican, and what's happening here in the United States. Listen, we all know it came out that we had foreign dignitaries, we had big bankers, we had all these high influential people around the world flying into that island. And so, yes, we want all of them too. But then I don't understand why we're going with emails. When the FBI raided Epstein's office or safe or whatever the hell it was, they said they had thousands of films and videos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, you, we'll get Sheriff Newell, we'll get my staunchest Trump-supporting friend, and we'll sit down, get the box, reach into the box, pull out a tape, put it in. If there's a guy abusing them, I don't care where they're at. If they're in a foreign country, send SEAL Team 6 after. Go get them, prosecute them.
Yeah.
Sit down, get the next film, put it up. If there's somebody abusing, go get that person. Why are we worried about emails when they got films?
Well, check it out, Wells. First of all, I don't think I want to watch those tapes, but I appreciate the spirit of what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I don't either.
I know. It's just a joke, but listen.
There's the damn proof.
The answer to your actual question is those tapes, that client list, the little black booklet, that is what Pam Bondi told us was on her desk back in, I think it was February. And then,
well, yeah,
then we were like, okay, cool, we expect to see that. And then in July, she and Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, they come out and they say, we don't have any of that stuff. There is no client list. Well, there is no little black book. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's why there's a greater demand for this material now than there was 4 years ago.
No. I mean, yes, I want the emails too.
Sure,
but
yeah.
Where are those films? And I mean, they said these are films that they probably use for blackmail, mm-hmm, and blah, blah, blah. And so where are those films? There is your proof positive. Put it up. Look at it. If there's somebody abusing somebody, go get them.
Mm-hmm.
That simple.
You're spot on, Wells. Yeah, it doesn't have to be complicated. I don't know why people want to make this complicated.
I don't care if the dadgum Pope is on the damn thing.
Yep.
Get him.
You got it. Say it louder for the people in the back. Wells, no, really good having you today, man.
Wells,
thank you.
Wells does bring up an interesting point, because I'm not sure how international laws work, but if there is some foreign dignitary or Saudi Arabian prince or some oil sheik, does diplomatic immunity play into this? Because Epstein Island is on American soil, is it not? Or am I?
It's in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay.
But privately, I honestly plead ignorance on this. If it's a privately owned island, I don't know whose jurisdiction that falls under. Like, if Epstein actually owns the island, who is the law enforcement authority there? I don't know the answer to that.
Right, and I think that'll get convoluted too. So maybe it's best to just stick with the American people we know instead of trying to get foreign. I of course I want justice,
right,
but I'm thinking about how complicated something would be. I wouldn't know how that would work.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find an answer for that during the news break here. Let's tuck in another call. Jimmy's been on hold for a minute. What's up, Special J? What you doing?
Hey, man. Hey, and I got a perfect woman for Coleman. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Yes, he's going to be very excited. I'll say this about the cognitive dissonance and the right-left paradigm and the hardcore Christian Zionists. I mean, look, Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, Robert, not only does he have ties to our American textbooks, McGraw-Hill, all the in the 80s and 90s, he was like the lead publisher with that, but also a Mossad agent.
He was a spy.
And tie that into Israel. You know, we keep talking about Saudi Arabia, but a lot of hardcore Christian Zionists on the right don't want to admit that maybe Israel was using the Epstein Island as kind of a blackmail, you know, to keep AIPAC in control.
Whoa.
And kind of like the House of the Rising Sun, right? The house on St. Charles, where they bring the politicians in, bring the young girls in. Hey, we heard you hooked up with a 15-year-old. We're just going to make sure you follow protocols with the politics. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as far as Coleman's woman, I got good news for you, Coleman. Michael Jackson's daughter is in New Orleans today opening for... Yes, Ian, opening for Queens of the Stone Age tonight at Sanger Theater.
I was
thinking, you know, Coleman, grab, you know, because she's worth about $65 million based on the inheritance numbers I saw now that Michael's passed away. Grab Diane Newman's credit card off the desk on the way out. Invite Paris Jackson to the JBL WrestleMania event on the West Bank tomorrow at Alario Center. I think she'd like it. She likes entertainment. She comes from that background. And I'll see you there as well. But, yeah, that's true. Ian, I was wondering, are you going to see Queens of the Stone Age tonight at Sanger Theater? There's a lot of stuff going on. You got that one. You got ZZ Top tonight in Baton Rouge. ZZ Top tomorrow night in Biloxi.
Wow.
You got LSU football tickets are $3 for tomorrow. And, Paris Jackson, not Paris Hilton, is opening for Queens of the Stone Age, Coleman. I think that's a perfect match for you.
Are you seeing this, Coleman?
If she moonwalks, though. That'll be a test.
Can she moonwalk
like her dad, then she might have a shot.
You know, moonwalk right over this way, baby. I'm not going to be able to go see Queen of the Stone Age tonight. I'm actually calling bingo tonight, and that's been on my calendar for a long time, so I didn't see what else was happening in the wild world.
I just did
bingo
last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You haven't heard me call bingo.
I have not.
Well, maybe you should come over tonight and hear my bingo calls. I'm pretty good at it. Ian Hoke in for Scoot on WWL. You want to get in on this? Shoot me a text, 504-260-1870. I'll see if I can squeeze in one more call before the news, and then we'll talk about some other stuff in the next hour. Don't change that channel. Tiger fans, keep it locked right here on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach. We're going to bring you breaking news when it happens, on air, online, on social media, everywhere. Plus, make sure you listen to Sports Talk every day at 4 o'clock for up-to-the-minute reports from LSU insiders and expert analysis. All this brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, count on WWL. You ever have a strange recurring dream that you can't quite figure out what it means or like why you keep having it? Maybe it's one of those dreams where you're falling out of the sky or you're falling out of a plane. I have recurring dreams where my teeth are falling out or my teeth are like stuck together. You know, when you have like a Jolly Rancher and you bite down on it and it's hard to unclench your jaw, I have that dream all the time. Or maybe it's a dream where you find an extra room in your house that you didn't know was there. We're going to talk to a sleep psychologist and neuroscientist at 325 about that and more. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.